Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jimmy, good morning. Welcome to you. And thanks to our friends at Crestview RV and Jim Swartner once again, Swartner Farm and Ranch.
Well, I was looking here, and since it's Fun Friday, we're going to jump around between the serious and the not so much. But Cody Johnson, this boy has really been working hard trying to get, you know, on the national stage, and he's done that in the last couple of years. But I was seeing where his song called Till You Can't has now gone 5 times platinum.
It's a really good song, isn't it?
It's a great song, but yeah. 5 times platinum, that's for anybody would be proud to have that. All right, it's going to be a big day for people who still have cable because you're going to have to watch over the weekend the Weather Channel. Because the Weather Channel, they've got to be exhausted because they've actually had to do some weather and not these fill up the time with documentaries and all that stuff. And I still say that Fox, if you had access to Fox Weather and the Weather Channel, as much as I was brought up on the Weather Channel, it's not nearly as good as it used to be because this Byron Allen creep has rammed so many commercials on that station because of the debt.
You don't like Byron
it's
Allen,
really
the owner?
Hard to watch.
You don't like him, huh?
No, he's not a good person.
Really?
I've known him since ran movies with him. We did these every weekend. I'd sit in the same hall he did.
Say it ain't
he's
so.
How would you say it? He's a wheeler dealer. I'm being nice.
A hustler?
He's a wheeler dealer. Sort of a Jesse Jackson meets Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. It's kind of a weird deal, but you have to think about that one.
I'd like to have dinner with that guy.
Yeah. Remember, he was on the show Real People on NBC with Sarah Purcell, and I can't remember all the rest of them. It was sort of a kind of an offshoot of Laugh-In almost.
Skip something.
They did Real People doing real stuff. It was funny.
I loved that show as a kid.
Yeah, they could rerun that one. It'd probably do pretty good wherever. They probably threw all of them away. I don't know. But anyway, that Weather Channel, if you get a chance, if you had Weather Channel there and you had Fox Weather next to it, Fox Weather's a lot better. They're
Jim
really
Perry,
good.
Sarah Purcell, and Skip Stevenson.
By the way,
Skip Stevenson.
Everybody can get that Fox Weather channel. And you're right, it is, I think, good. I think it's Channel 7 here in Austin. You know how they have the off-spurt digital channels? Like KI has KBevo, but it's 42.3 or something. Anyway, I believe it's KDBC, Channel 7. They 24 hours a day they carry that Fox Weather channel, but you have to turn over to regular TV.
Yeah, it's good though. I mean, if you get a chance to, and then you probably can get it through your computers as well because they're pretty high tech. And then now that and also the thing that's beating them all now though, and I showed a news director, a friend of mine, I introduced him to Ryan Yall the other day, and he texted me last night. He said, "You've ruined me." I mean, because they need to be watching their TV stations, and they're watching Ryan Yall.
Who is that?
It's so good.
What is it?
This dude is operating from his house, and he's making 7 figures by being on Facebook and every other, and YouTube and everything else. he's got a weather channel in his home, and he's got all these radars, he's got all these storm chasers, he's got every tool in the tool chest, and he's calling them all up there in real time with no commercials. And it's, man, it's something. It's you got to watch it. In fact, it's up on YouTube. You can almost watch it any time. You see something that he's done, you'll get an idea. The graphics are fresh. The radar is really good. He's got a meteorologist. He's a weather analyst, and he knows his weather, but he has a meteorologist that comes up every once in a while and gets very specific about what's going on, and he covers Texas and covers whatever's going on that's a hot zone right then. So he is excellent, and those kind of people are the future. I know one person that's going to do that in where I live, and it's private weather people. Just watch. It's gonna be the next big thing. People are going to be all over the business channels today, obviously. CNBC, Fox Business, they both do a good job. CNBC, to be kin to MSNBC, is like no kin. It's kind of like they don't know each other, because they're pretty, I think CNBC is fair and not crazy. They're really not nuts. Ooh, that's ugly. I just happened to look up Dow futures. Have you seen those today?
No. I figure it's still not good.
We're about, 45 minutes before opening or whatever. The Dow is down to 1,124 points. It's down to 39,640. Now, what's really, and that's bad, and that's crazy. Oil prices. The price per barrel of oil now is $62.31.
Well, then why, we were talking about this earlier, why are gas prices, at least around here, they've gone up 30 cents in the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's got to be monkey business, because, I mean, they still got gas prices artificially high in Nashville because the public doesn't act like they know. This is a big drop, though. It was up to, the price per barrel of oil was at $80.04 back on January the 14th, and now it's down to $62.29. So that's pretty nuts. And then the price of gold, if you ever traded in any gold, you know, in the last couple of years, I did. I hocked a bunch of it maybe back 8 or 10 years ago.
I'm hoarding all my gold.
Yeah, I'm keeping mine too, in the mattress.
Well, you should. Gold now, it's gone up. Actually, it's down $15 this morning, but it's at $3,106 an ounce. Isn't that crazy?
You know, it shot way up during COVID because it was, you know, a safe standard, but it was nowhere near this even then, was it?
It was in the 1900s or something like
and
that.
And now it's 3,000 something?
3,000, and they think it's going to 3,500. I mean, you're looking at it here, like in May, I'll tell you exactly, in May of April 30th of 2024, gold was at $2,311. So it's gone up almost $1,000 an ounce in a year, if you could have afforded to buy any of it.
If you could have afforded, yeah.
Real, and if, and, which know, is,
and,
you know, tough.
And when it comes to personal financial decisions, for me, I'm just snake bit. Back then, if you give me a choice between gold and Bitcoin, I'd have probably taken Bitcoin. I'd have been a fool.
But, yeah, you know, I just don't understand enough to even talk about Bitcoin.
Your Rolex is worth a lot more money than it used to be. That's one that's also... like 30%, as you pointed out.
Yeah, thanks. There's just all kind of, like this one here. Now, here's the price of gold on May the 16th, 2020. So we're basically 5 years ago. It was at $1,735. Mm. And now it's getting close to be, you know, double of that. And that was pretty much the way it was. When I cashed, I think I had a couple of rings. I had a couple of things I sit in there. The price of gold has been pretty level. I mean, all the way back.
You should have a collection of wedding bands.
Oh, I did. I had a lot of wedding rings. I had all kinds of
stuff. Bob was holding on to that one.
He's holding on. I was going to wait till the punchline. I know I've worked with the big league. I don't need to. I knew to hold it. Gold really was low. It was at $317 an ounce in 1982.
Really?
1992. It was $333. It hardly moved. And even in 2001, it was $278 an ounce. Really low. But if you bought in around 2003, man, it has gone up and 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 up. So I give, that gives me a wow.
I really do have in the back of my head a ancient gold molar. That was the standard there for a while. You know, it'll last forever.
People had gold teeth.
I have get that thing yanked. That's how many ounces would that
be? It's a big, you got some big old toothies back there.
Oh, yeah, this is a big molar thing back there.
And, you might want to
if I smile too big,
you may have a couple of grand in your mouth.
Well, I'm not joking around here. You know,
have you put a cap on lately? Those are about three just to start with.
This
without the gold.
I'm taking some albums to the pawn shop. This sounds like a much. You got a pair of pliers, you know.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you'd get those put on your front teeth. Now I would enjoy looking at that.
So would I. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Bob's
new grill.
And then I'm going to go to Jelly Roll's tattooist for some face art.
Oh, that'd be great.
There you go. And I love it. Hey, we got to go to commercial.
Reinvent myself.
Just a second.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
7:53 now with page two. Here's Jimmy Carter.
Well, it is the final four weekend. A lot of strangers roaming around the Riverwalk this weekend in San Antonio, and hopefully they'll have a great time. I was trying to recommend a restaurant, and I could never remember the name of it. I know it was at the end of the Riverwalk. You had to walk, had to get off the Riverwalk, walk across the street, and there was the restaurant. And it was great food. Mexican, and then they had the best flan I'd ever tasted.
Was it La Fagata?
I wouldn't know. I don't know. Oh. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, that's not on the Riverwalk, though. He's saying on the Riverwalk.
No, he said where it ends.
You get off the Riverwalk, you walk up some stairs.
Johnny Rockets. And, I'm kidding.
Yeah, Hard Rock Cafe.
That's what it sounds like.
The streets.
Okay.
No, it's right there on the Riverwalk, but it's right across the street. You have to get up in the
folks will come on the Prime Bank text line. I've eaten at most of those over the years, but the one really famous one, but it's probably exactly the one you're talking about, and I'm not sure it's La Fagata, but were there a lot of mariachis there?
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, it's been a while since I've eaten there. Yes. And we didn't go there the last time, but I just remember I never forgot how good that flan was, and I kind of judged everybody else's on that one, and it was great. It was great. But anyway, there's a lot of people. I don't know who's going to win this game. I think Florida's really, really good. I wasn't a big believer in Duke, but they may win the whole thing. Houston, Ted likes them. That's his team. I hope they lose. Who else were they playing? Florida, Auburn, Houston, leaving out somebody.
Duke.
Florida, Auburn. Yeah, Duke. Okay, so.
Yeah, I had them
Auburn,
in the women's
Florida
final.
Florida going to play first, and that's tough. Yeah. I think Florida might beat Auburn. I wouldn't bet on either one of those teams, but Florida would probably win. I don't know. I think Houston and Florida could be the final two, but it's.
You familiar with Jay Billis?
No.
Perhaps the best basketball analyst,
okay.
And he does play-by-play and actually really the color commentary for the really big games. And he's just the best. And before, just as we were starting to make our brackets out, he said, I don't see anybody beating Florida. By the way, I think the restaurant you're trying to think of, and we want to thank our text line folks, including, let me see who this is.
Did they say Mitieres?
Mike Fox, Mitieres.
Oh, yeah.
Mitieres, yeah.
That's not right off the Riverwalk, though. That's a drive away from the Riverwalk.
It is. Yeah, that's right. But by the way, even if that's not the restaurant Jimmy's thinking of,
pretty good.
That's where you should go.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go wrong. There's so many great ones down there. Okay. Anyway, this guy's picked Florida. I watched Florida beat up on Auburn. I saw Florida beat up on Alabama. They peaked at the right time, and they've gone right through like a steamroller through the tournament.
That's
so
a big deal.
I would not be thinking, I don't care what hype Duke has and all these others, Florida is pretty special. This is a weird deal. Gunsmoke is showing up in the top 10 in the some of the charts on Paramount Plus and Peacock. It's what they call it's the library shows, but it's gotten hot again on the libraries. People watching one of the 20 seasons of Matt Dillon and Gunsmoke, Lord of Mercy, Festus and Miss Kitty and Doc. I remember all the characters.
My grandmother, we lived with my grandmother for a couple of years. She did not miss her Gunsmoke. And as a little kid, it taught me to hate it because I just didn't get it. And so to this day, I don't hate it, but I won't ever watch it. But boy, I did grow up around it. That and Bonanza. She wanted to see old Hoss Cartwright.
I like Bonanza. I did love Bonanza. But I never really watched the reruns on it particularly. But no, Gunsmoke, I never quite got into it. It was on a competing station.
Uh-huh.
They ran it at 10:30 at night on Sunday. And it cleaned up in the ratings, though. It was all, it was huge. So there's some juju around Miss Kitty and Matt and all that stuff.
Oh, you know, Miss Kitty lived here, and it was quite a fascinating story. And God love her, she died, she moved from here out to somewhere in New Mexico and got a ranch. She died of AIDS.
Ooh, that's interesting.
She had married a city councilman named Mark Spaeth, I believe, here in Austin, and he contracted the immune deficiency disorder before he came out and before we had treatments. It was sad. Oh, wow. Very sad. That's why she died.
Very. I watched yesterday, it came out because there's a convention going on in Las Vegas of people that own movie theaters like the AMCs, the Regals, all those people. They showed everybody the Naked Gun trailer yesterday with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin's son. And I laughed out loud that time when he was doing something. So I said, okay, we're on the way here. And then they did a thing where all these guys are on their knees looking up at plaques of their, I guess their, in one case, it was Frank Drebin looking up his dad. He's talking to his dad, said, Dad, da 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 da. And then he's got the George Kennedy's son. He's there looking up at them, da 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 da. And then it shows this. Shows a picture of O.J. Simpson on the wall.
Oh, no.
And they show his son, and his son's going, no, no. And it was really funny. I mean, it looks like they've got a good sense of humor in this one. Comes out August the 1st.
Oh, it's that far away? Yeah, I'm excited about that since you told us about it especially. But I remember you said, let's hope they don't ruin it. And anyway, point being, I just read this morning, and I have the story here. I'll get to it later. Variety did an interview with the director of the original Naked Gun, and he's really upset. He says it's trash. They did the wrong thing. It's not funny. So there could be agenda there, but I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, the preview looks pretty good, but it could easily bomb, too. It can go either way. There's a movie called The Running Man coming with Austin's Glenn Powell. That's supposed to be a big deal. That's going to be in November. So if they think it's that good and they're putting it in November, then it probably is very good. Let's see, Naked Gun is August. Mission Impossible is in May. So Paramount hoping for Jurassic World Rebirth looks really scary. Scarlett Johansson in that one.
Oh.
And the dinosaurs.
You had me at Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, she's out there battling the dinosaurs.
I like that.
Did you see they had to arrest her stalker again? And they put pretty high bail on him, and he got right back out. She's got a really serious stalker, and the guy's, well, he's obviously not right, but, he's got tattoo all across the front of his body
with
her face and her name, and he started showing up again.
Well,
that's somebody did.
Kind of people,
he got her phone number again, and he sent her very disturbing text messages.
Well, remember Letterman had that woman.
Broke in?
She finally got run over by a train.
She, yeah, oh, wow. Right, right.
That escalated quickly.
She, wow. She's after a long time
she
of
She finally got
house.
Run over
if
by
I
a train.
I remember right. Not only did she break into his house and wait on him and stuff, she did it twice.
Oh, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least. And then she went up and somehow got hit by a train. So, sounds like a song.
It does.
And
David Allan Coe.
Run over by a damned old train.
All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Text line before you leave. Jimmy says Casario. I don't know that.
Yeah, and I was going to add that.
Casario or the other one. I'll write it down.
Okay. Yeah, if you do get back to San Antonio, Martin Mercado, who's not only reliable, he's Hispanic, so he's qualified to talk about this. He said not only he's sure you're talking about Casario, he said, by the way, Bob, it ain't any good. So.
Yeah. It's right there on the Riverwalk. It's on the Riverwalk.
Well, who knows?
Thank you, Jimmy. Have a good weekend.
Love you, buddy. Thank you.
Like anything. Okay. Bye.
See you Monday. It's Jimmy Carter brought to you by Crestview RV. And go see those good folks. They got three locations around. But the biggest one with 22 acres, you'll find them I-35, exit 220. This is a beauty where it is. And Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch. If you want to go see him, I bet he wouldn't mind. He's got the biggest cattle operation for selling cattle in the whole country, maybe the world. It's right there in Swartner, Texas. Take the Swartner exit off I-35 just north of Gerald. Not that you're supposed to go there, but...
Yeah, I was going to say you just want people to show up.
Jim's pretty hospitable.
Bob said to show up.
Yeah. You'll know it when you see it. No question. Swartner Farm and Ranch, also known as the Capital Land and Livestock Companies. 8:03 on Fun Friday with Eric and Bob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.